Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Christians and Jews in Jerusalem gather to celebrate a Jewish holy day and also take a look into the future. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Once a year on the Jewish Feast Day of Tabernacles, Jews and Christians from around the world come together in Jerusalem to celebrate the 7-day Feast of Tabernacles with large gatherings for concerts and the Parade of the Nations in Jerusalem. The Jews, during the 7 days of the feast, live at least a portion of each day in their sukkahs. That's the Hebrew word for a tabernacle or a thatched hut like the ones that the Jewish people used during their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness some 3,500 years ago. This Feast of Tabernacles is also a reminder of what all the world will do yearly in a kingdom to come when they will celebrate the feast as required by the Lord, foretold in the biblical book of Zechariah. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Each year, as the Jews celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, it is a reminder of the kingdom to come, a time when Jesus Christ will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For 7 days during the Feast of Tabernacles each fall, Jews build their sukkahs, their thatched huts, and will live a portion of each day in the sukkah as a reminder of how their forefathers lived as they traveled for 40 years on their way to the Promised Land. This Jewish celebration of tabernacles has an interesting connection to an event in the life of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 17, we have the record of the transfiguration of Jesus, which took place on Mount Hermon near Caesarea Philippi in northern Israel. Peter, James, and John, all disciples of Jesus, joined the Lord, as did the glorified bodies of Elijah and Moses, at the transfiguration of Jesus when he also was in his resurrected, glorified body. Peter wanted to build 3 tabernacles, or sukkahs, for the Lord, Elijah, and Moses. That's Matthew chapter 7 and verse 4. Peter thought that the Lord Jesus had set up his kingdom, which is what the Feast of Tabernacles foretells prophetically. Jesus did not set up his kingdom at that time, and it's not in operation even today. Jesus Christ will be given the kingdom by God the Father when the Lord Jesus returns to the earth. That's Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. At that time, Jesus will be known as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's Revelation 19, verse 16. The kingdom will indeed be set up after the 7 years of judgment on the earth at the second coming of Jesus. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...